The stabbing of an airport security officer yesterday in Flint, Michigan, is being investigated as an act of terror. As Quinn Kleinfelter from member station WDET reports, the FBI is checking on the backstory of the Canadian man alleged to have carried out this attack.
It was just before 10 o'clock Eastern Time yesterday when investigators say Quebec native Amor Fatui came out of a public bathroom at Flint's Bishop International Airport. He was armed with a 12-inch knife. FBI Special Agent in Charge David Jellios says Fatui lunged at airport police officer Jeff Neville, stabbing him in the neck, while shouting "God is great" in Arabic.
He continued to exclaim "Allah," and he made a statement something to the effect of, "You have killed people in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and we are all going to die."
A bleeding Neville fought back until Fatui was handcuffed and taken into custody. Officer Neville underwent surgery and is listed in satisfactory condition. Now investigators are trying to piece together a motivation for what the FBI is calling an act of terror. Officials say Fatui appears to have been working alone. He had arrived in the state of New York only a few days ago before heading to Flint. Canadian police raided an apartment in Montreal where Fatui is thought to have lived, and video footage showed at least one person being taken from the building. Fatui himself appeared in federal court hours after the attack, charged with committing violence at an airport. He faces a bond hearing next week. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder tweeted that despite the attack, officials need to, quote, balance increased security with understanding and tolerance. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions vowed that Fatui will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.